Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And good afternoon, Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show. News Radio 1070 WKOK and Sean Carey. Steve on his way in to the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. SteveJonesShow.com, our website. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle at SteveJonesPSU. And if you ever miss any of the live shows, don't forget we drop them as podcasts by 6 p.m. Eastern every Monday through Friday. You can subscribe to the podcast on either iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, or Google Play. If you do listen to us on iTunes, don't hesitate to leave us a review. And you'll also find 3 months of shows archived on the podcast page at SteveJonesShow.com. You can drop us a line anytime. Our email is SteveJones@WKOK.com. With you live till 5, then we'll have the Late Day News Roundup with Sarah Benick. A lot going on this weekend at Shikellamy Wrestling tomorrow. Coming to you from Clearfield. See if the Braves can get those dual meet wins and they can possibly punch their ticket to the Giants Center next weekend for the state team championships. The best of luck to the Braves this weekend out in Clearfield. I have that for you tomorrow afternoon here on WKOK with Steve Williams. Of course, tomorrow night you've got Penn State, Ohio State wrestling. Big Ten Network will have live coverage of that starting at 8, right after Penn State, Iowa basketball. And, of course, Steve and DJ will have that tomorrow night at 6 on the Penn State Sports Network.
Absolutely. Well, that's it's going to be a big one. Damn it, 16 events here today. This weekend. 16 events in one weekend.
Phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
Love it.
So, in the world of phenomenal, that is, you know, but they know how to handle it. They'll handle it here with complete and absolute ease, Lord. It's really, it's going to be, I think, fun. It's going to be interesting to see how many people can make, for example, let's take Saturday, the three in a row. Hockey at 4 with Notre Dame, basketball at 6 with Iowa, and then wrestling at 8 with Ohio State. We'll have Jeff Byers on today to preview wrestling, by the way. I know a lot of fans have been aching to hear his perspective on that, and we're going to get it today. But I wonder how many are going to be able to make all three. That's going to be interesting. How many can make all three? Don't know.
Might be tough to pull off all three, depending on how late the basketball game goes.
Well, hockey and basketball you can do. I mean, you're going to be a little bit late for basketball. Yeah, you know, because, you know, it's television. Basketball's not going to start till 6:08 or something like that.
Yeah.
Hockey's about 2 hours and 15 minutes. And it's across the street.
You're good to go.
Now, getting to Rec Hall with its rather interesting parking situation. Thought I handled that pretty well. And it is a rather interesting parking situation.
Where are you parked? Back behind the line. Back behind the line shrine. No, you're not.
Nah, you can't be. I don't think so. I'm parked at the Nittany Lion Inn. No, you're not. Not anymore, you are. That becomes more problematic. And, of course, it's, you know, it's going to be sold out. Now, how this thing plays out now for one of the few times in the last few years, now you got a little different situation in wrestling where I'm not so sure this time through they're the favorite. You know what I mean? The Nall thing's a big injury. And they've got some relatively even matchups. In this thing.
Yeah, you count on Nolf for bonus points, and yeah, not having that now in your toolbox, that's gonna be tough. So how do you counter and make up for that?
Yeah. You just don't, I mean, and not only that, but there are a couple of others along the way that are not quite the usual slam dunks. So I'm not so sure they'd be the favorite going in. I think this is a 3-point dual meet one way or the other. One way or the other, it's the way it is. That's how I look at it. Which makes it better. I mean, you know, what the heck? I mean, everybody's talked so much about, we, you know, are they the best wrestling team in the country? Best wrestling program in the country? Easily. But now they got to overcome a couple of issues here. They've been able to fill depth last year, for example, by taking the red shirt off of Mark Hall. He wins a national championship. He was not just good, he was great last year and just really solidified that lineup, and they rolled through and won the thing with complete and absolute ease. Well, they did the same thing this year with Nick Lee. He has stepped in. I think Nick Lee has done a heck of a job.
He's off to a wonderful start, yes.
Yeah, he's done a heck of a job.
And by the way, for Penn State wrestling fans that did not catch this last night on social media or maybe found it on Facebook this morning, young man out of Maryland, a 3-time state champion, Aaron Brooks, consensus number one in the country currently at 182 pounds. He is planning on attending Penn State. He's going to continue his education there and see if he can land in the wrestling program. And you know, who knows, chances are he may get a red shirt next year. There has already been talk he may go to an Olympic facility and do training there once he gets toward, you know, once before he starts going full bore into the Penn State program. But I would think, you know, fingers crossed, he could be the, you know, heir apparent after Bull Nickel graduates.
Let's see. Well, just so everyone knows, I can't talk about any of those guys.
I know you can't.
In anything. So
I know you can't. I'm just sharing that for the wrestling fans if they want to hear about that. So.
I understand that because, yep. I mean, I can't talk about any of it till after they sign.
Until they sign. Physically in the building, per se.
Right. After they sign, they can do it. Because, for example, I'm supposed to do a signing event thing with James Franklin on Wednesday. Right. Well, at that point, when guys sign, he and I can actually talk about all of them. You know, players that are people that are already there and enrolled. For example, I saw Nick Tarburton and Micah Parsons today, as a matter of fact. When they sign, I can talk all I want. But until they do, I can't. So I don't want the wrestling. Well, he won't talk about wrestling recruits. Well, I don't talk about any recruits. Okay. All right.
You don't.
So just so you know, I don't talk about any of them.
Well, the wrestling fans, at least the Penn State wrestling fans I know, they just have a bottomless appetite when it comes toward information and, you know, what's going to be the next move. And sometimes they want to look three or four steps ahead. Oh, who's going to come in next?
Well, every fan base has that, though.
Yeah.
You know, on whatever, every fan base does, not just wrestling fans. You don't think football fans don't have an appetite for it? You don't think basketball fans are tracking recruits left and right? I mean, they are. But that's, you know, that'll be big on Saturday night. And then they have Iowa here next week. And a couple of people complain, why isn't Ohio State in the Jordan Center? Like, okay. You know, They wanted one, they got one, they picked Iowa. Now you gotta pick what you're doing here. And so they picked Iowa.
And that makes sense, since the last time Ohio State was at Penn State 2 years ago, it was in the Jordan Center.
It was in the Jordan Center, and that was the one that got so many fan complaints about, why are they making us wrestle at Friday at 6 o'clock? And I looked at him, he said, I was at a group, I think it was speaking to a group, and that came up. And so I politely sat there and listened. And I finally said, aren't you the same people that complain they aren't on TV? Yeah. I said, well, you got on TV. Yeah, but Friday night at 6. I said, excuse me. I said, I broadcast basketball. They're on. They play each one of the 7 days of the week during the season. They play at noon, 2, 4, 4:30, 5, 6, 6:30, 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, and 9. I said, they play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I said, why do they do that? They do that because Penn State football and Penn State basketball are TV shows. I said, I really am not that interested in your complaint about 6 o'clock on Friday night. I said, I live that every day for years. So I'm sorry it didn't work out for you, but you're telling the wrong guy. What time are we going this week? Okay. All right. It's like, we want more TV coverage. You get TV coverage. Well, why is it 6 o'clock on Friday? Because that's what TV says you have to do. Now, I realize the difference that, you know, essentially, you know, I mean, football and men's basketball move all over the place because the TV contracts revolve around them. I mean, ESPN doesn't pay a dime to carry wrestling. Fox Sports doesn't pay a dime to carry wrestling. All their money was done to carry football and men's basketball, and of course the revenue sharing part of it. So that's the way it works. That's the way it works. That's real world. That's real world. All right, we'll take a break. We're gonna have fun today. Jeff Byers will be on. We'll talk wrestling. We'll run down what the options are without Jason Nolf out there. We'll run down some of the really tight, they're on paper, a lot of really tight matches in this one with Ohio State. And also Jerry Kramer today. What a privilege that'll be to talk to me, one of the greats. And I hope the Hall of Fame sees it the way I see it. Unfortunately, I don't have a vote. That doesn't help Jerry, but we'll talk with him. And he's going to give us like 15, 20 minutes of that, which is great. As we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street
and Sunbury. Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The beverage supermarket has the area's largest beer selection, imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating, or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury wants to see you and thank you for your years of patronage.
All right, Jerry Kramer in the next half hour, then Jeff Byers on wrestling, and then our picks for the Super Bowl in the final half hour. I will go last this time because as the host of the show, I'm allowed to have some leeway. It's also worth 20,000 points.
It's gone up. It doubled from yesterday.
I looked at the standings and realized I was 19,000 behind you and 19,500 behind him. So, so we're going to get a 20,000 point bonus here. Got to do something.
This is it.
This is my only shot. It's my only shot. All right. So let me get that coming up on the show today. We talked yesterday with Scott Miller from Bleacher Report, the senior columnist for Bleacher Report on Major League Baseball. There's been such slow activity on free agency. Now players are talking about maybe, as a players' association, boycotting parts of spring training because of it. Now, collusion is hard to prove because you know you got 30 organizations. Well, as an organization, you can do anything you want. You don't want to sign anybody, you don't have to sign anybody. If you want to trade Andrew McCutchen, you can. Okay. You can do that. And I don't know. It's been shockingly slow. And I'll give you a good example. Look, it is obvious. It is obvious to anybody, as it is to me as someone who's been a lifelong Red Sox fan, that no matter what, the Red Sox have always needed power in the lineup in that ballpark. It is obvious to any of us who follow the team that they need to sign J.D. Martinez. Now, whether he pans out or not, who knows? But in terms of how you're trying to shape your team, you saw last year without David Ortiz, the Red Sox were last in the American League in home runs. The Boston Red Sox, who play in Fenway Park, were last in home runs. So you're saying, look, they need a power bat. Now he's a little bit older now. Yeah, he's a little bit older, but he's coming off a great season. He's coming off a few great seasons. He's always been an outstanding professional hitter. And supposedly they made an offer to him. Now, he hasn't accepted it. And the game is a little bit different now, because when they first started going down the road of collective bargaining, the big part of it was the pension part of it, which, as Scott pointed out yesterday, for the utility players and so forth, that's still a big deal to them because they're not making tons and tons of money. But for the players like that are in this free agent class now, like a Jake Arrieta, you think Jake Arrieta needs a pension? He's made millions. I mean, yeah, they want to have their pension, they want to keep it, but it's not the overriding prospect that it used to be. That's big an issue for a guy like him and others. I mean, do you think Bryce Harper, when he becomes a free agent next year, he goes, hey, you know, this pension thing's big? No, he's looking at, I mean, look at the contract Giancarlo Stanton has. How important is the old pension on that one? His contract is a pension. So it's all changed, but also teams have been going with younger players. You look at the Phillies. Who's the highest paid Philly? I mean, who is it? Not a lot of, you know, I mean, they're building young. I mean, that first round pick that they got 2 years ago, first overall pick, I could see in 2 years he's up with them. That's how close and how fast it is. And people are going with younger players all the time in the analytics. But there are still a lot of unsigned free agents. A lot. Hey, Yu Darvish, Jake Arrieta, Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, Lance Lynn, Alex Cobb, Zach Cozart, Todd Frazier, Carlos Santana, Wade Davis. Well, I went to Colorado. There's just a long, long list of guys. I'll tell you right now, on the WKOK softball team, these guys would be good fits. I'd feel more confident.
Oh, I would too. Plug and play.
No, I mean, finally get a chance to sit the suit. I mean, we had the suit plugged into the number 8 hole.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, frustrated Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, K Roads 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And it's time to stock up for the Super Bowl. Ah, this will be great. Looking at a little bit of snow on Sunday, so stock up tonight. at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. That pickle bar absolutely is second to none, led by the barrels and the dills. I'm going to make a little adjustment on our schedule here. Jerry Kramer will be available to us at 4:35 today. And we're very pleased that Jeff Byers was able to accommodate his schedule to then swap spots with Jerry. And with that, we bring in the outstanding play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, Jeff Byers. Jeff, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I've been accused of being a stick in the mud, so I'm probably the appropriate guest to have on.
Perfect. The Jason Nolf situation. You're always very, very cautious about injuries. This is why you are. Is there a sense of at least relief that, you know, and look, we don't know how March is going to play out, but is there at least a sense of relief he doesn't need surgery?
Big time. And the fact that on that bus ride back, Steve, I got to tell you, I did not think there was much of a chance that he would be able to compete or even think about giving it a go this season. But once everything went down, they were able to check everything out the next day and do a more thorough exam. Relatively speaking, the news is certainly good, and the fact that he's in all likelihood going to be able to give it a go here in the postseason is a huge boost to this program. And I really think this team will rally around Jason. I do think they're using his absence as a bit of a rallying cry, because he is one of those kids that you just want your kids to emulate in terms of the way he competes and in terms of the way he conducts himself off the mat. And he's just one of those kids that, I think other people gravitate toward.
There's another part to this. You and I have been around athletes during the course of the time. They're all different. Some will have that, I feel a twinge, I can't go. And you're like, okay. And then there are others that, for whatever reason, bounce back quickly and are absolutely determined to get back. I sense Nolf is one of those guys that shakes off injuries, and this is a hard one to shake off, let's be honest about it, but shakes off injuries better than most people do.
There's no question about that. He reminds me a lot of David Taylor in that regard, Steve. And, listen, if you're wrestling at this level for a significant period of time, your body is not 100%. You're dealing with some sort of joint issue or neck or back issue. I mean, that's just the nature of the sport. It is a physically demanding sport, obviously mentally demanding as well. But you just don't get to this stage of a wrestling career and have the body be 100%. You're feeling good, top of the world every day. It just doesn't happen. Truthfully, the great ones are the guys that can figure a way to battle through that and give a strong effort and a good performance, even when the body isn't necessarily as willing as you'd like. And Jason has certainly been a guy that, he's just a no-excuse kid. There have been some days and some matches where he has been way less than 100%, and you just would not know it in watching him compete. And, I do think his body is designed in a way and has been trained in such a way that I do think he has a better chance of recovering even from a significant injury than a lot of other people might. And, again, how close to 100%, how effective he'll be, obviously I can't answer that at this point in terms of the postseason, but it is a big relief that they believe he'll be able to go and will be well enough to go out there and represent himself and the team and give themselves a chance to do some damage at that weight class at both Big Tens and Nationals.
What are the options there now?
Well, I mean, they have several, but it looks like they've kind of zeroed in here, as you would think, on Luke Gardner and Bo Pfeiffer are the two primary options at this point. Pfeiffer, I think, is a little more undersized. They're both 149-pounders, really, but they're both at the stage of the season where they're not wrestling open tournaments, so 157 is more of a natural feel for them anyway at this stage of the season. I don't have, this isn't inside knowledge, but my guess would be that Luke Gardner would get the call here on Saturday night. I just think he's a little stronger. They both are fighters, and they both give you, a good effort. I think Gardner's, maybe a little tougher to get both shoulders down on the mat against. And it's just a hunch on my part, but they're very close, and either one could go. And it's obviously going to be a significant drop off from Jason Nault, but I think both of those guys will go out and compete hard. And at this stage, that's really all you can ask of anybody filling in for someone like Jason Nault.
We always enjoy watching the maturation of a student athlete. Mark Hall, I watched some on Friday night, and then I watched his bout on Sunday. Would it be fair to say that he has become almost surgical out there with the way he's now approaching things and just basically tearing down someone else's game?
Yeah, he really does have a remarkable understanding of how to progress even during a match along with during the course of the season. And he just keeps adding, little nuance to his game here or there in all three areas. I mean, it's just little subtle things that he keeps working on technically. And he is just a remarkably technically sound wrestler and obviously has great endurance. I think he's gotten considerably stronger from a year ago. I think he feels stronger and a little better in that regard. And, he's that weight class is loaded. He's obviously going to get a big test here on Saturday night with Bo Jordan. I think there are three or four guys that are capable of winning the national title. Obviously, he's one of them, having won it last year. But I like the way he just goes about his business and every day, just adding a little tweak here or there to make himself a little better. And he really does have a very good feel for what he can do against his opponents. Just seems to be able to capitalize on whatever weakness they may have. And it varies from match to match.
This year's Mark Hall is Nick Lee. What do you think of his early progress?
Yeah, he's really a remarkable kid, Steve. He just is so offensive-minded, and obviously the coaching staff loves that about him. And, when he makes a mistake, it's something where he's going for big points. And, Cale will tell you he'll take that 100% of the time out of a freshman rather than somebody who's too cautious and they have to work on getting the shoot. That's not the issue with Nick Lee. And he's one of these guys like a Mark Hall or a Zane Rutherford that just seems to not make the same mistake twice. If he gets caught with a move, he learns from it, figures it out, makes the adjustments in practice that following week, and you just don't see him get beat with the same move twice. And he really is just a fun kid to watch, a fun kid to be around, and I just think his future is very bright. He's also in a very tough weight class, and again, I mean, he could go out and win a national title this year. He also could not finish on the podium. But if he keeps progressing the way he is, Steve, he's going to be right there with anybody in the country when the postseason rolls around at that way.
All right. Pros and cons as you take your initial look at the lineup. What are the pros and cons when you look lineup man-to-man and matchups?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Ohio State will be the heavily favored 25-33 at heavyweight. I think Ohio State comes in figuring that 97 is a lockdown for them. I really think that's a matchup either way, whether Penn State goes with Rashid or Kassar. I think both of those guys are capable of beating the number one ranked wrestler in the country and Colin Moore there on a given day. And I think, 41 is going to be a key with Lee and McKenna. McKenna's fifth-year senior and Lee's the true freshman, but I think talent-wise, they're very similar. If Nick Lee can win the battle on his feet, and I certainly think he's capable of doing that, I think Penn State could get the win there. With Nolf out of the lineup, you figure Penn State probably needs to win 41 and 97, and then obviously with the other four returning national champions. And two of those are certainly, none of them are given, but two of them certainly are not given in Mark Hall in his matchup with Bo Jordan. Obviously, Bo Nickel has had just back and forth with Miles Martin. And I think Martin's wrestling the best of his career now at 84 for Ohio State. I really think in a night that is going to have a lot of great matchups, that matchup might be the best we'll see, maybe all season long.
Big picture now. It's back-to-back weekends with huge crowds that the country gets to see. of Penn State, Ohio State, then Penn State, Iowa. What does that do, especially in prime time, for the sport, in your opinion, to have matchups like that and atmospheres like that?
Yeah, I think it's huge, Steve, and I think the sport is appreciative of the coverage that the Big Ten Network is giving wrestling this year, a little more coverage and a little more prime time opportunity. I mean, to get two Saturday night 8 o'clock slots is huge for the sport of wrestling in February, when obviously basketball is king. So it is a big opportunity. And you know, and I think Penn State, with the way it wrestles, will go out and put on a show. And I think you can win over some, you know, just maybe non-wrestling fans who are sports fans and just want to check it out, see what the hype is all about. And I think both Penn State and Ohio State are teams that like to get after it. You hope that they do that and are able to put on a show that has, again, the casual sports fans saying, yeah, I'd like to check that out again. So I do think it's a great opportunity, obviously, to showcase the Penn State program. But I really think this is a chance to kind of grow the fan base for the sport a little bit, too.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Appreciate it very much. You're the best in the business.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Steve.
Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, as the Nittany Lions wrestle Ohio State tomorrow night in Rec Hall. Looking forward to that. And then next week it's going to be Iowa. But it's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Yes, it's on BTN tomorrow evening. And we thank Jeff for adjusting his schedule to be with us today, because Jerry Kramer had to move back an hour. So we appreciate that. We'll put my brother on at 4:06 today. We'd say that we appreciate him moving his schedule as well, but there is no schedule. No, I'm just kidding. We'll come back. What? The other part, we could have had the suit fill in. There's silence on the other end of that suggestion. Wow.
Crickets.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Dick in Milton on Penn State Wrestling. Hi, Dick. How are you today?
Steve, this isn't so much on Penn State Wrestling as it is on wrestling as a whole. And you could appreciate, you know, other than basketball and football in the college level, wrestling is fights for publicity with lacrosse and several other sports. But the problem is, unless you pay a premium subscription price, you can't really find much out on even online.
In other words, that's a really good point.
I think they're their own worst enemies.
You know, Dick, you're so spot on. I agree with that. You know, I know there's always out there some organization that wants a money grab. Fair enough. And so they'll charge. And to me, you want to be able to promote what you're doing. And look, you're not going to make money from wrestling. You're just not. That's fine. But I think they should do everything they can to give as much access as possible to get more people interested as possible.
I mean, the two big online sites are Pro Wrestling and Internet. And I'll give you an example. They'll do a teaser. Okay, well, they'll list the top 50 kids in each or the top 50 kids in the country high school wrestling, but you can't see who they are without paying for it. That's my point. It's like something that simple.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And it does go to a section of audience out there with the idea you're going to pay to you're going to want to pay to see it. And to me, you need to be doing everything you can to promote the sport. And you're not going to promote it by getting people to having to constantly pay for it, even if it's online. I mean, I'm with you all the way on that. You're so right.
Well, you know this. You can watch football literally almost every night, college football and college basketball. Just, you know, and I'm not telling you that anybody should give anything away. That's not the way I mean it, but... But I just think that they could be their own worst enemy. And that was my point on when he said about grow the fan base. That's what made me think that.
And that's exactly right. And you know how I've felt about that. I've always felt that, look, if you're on television, for example, and not every wrestling match is on TV, but to be honest with you, TV wants a crowd out there. TV wants a big crowd. I mean, tomorrow night when Penn State wrestles Ohio State, it's going to look and sound great. Why? Because there's a big crowd there, a sellout, excitement. TV wants that to come through the set. They don't want this to become a studio sport. They don't want any game like football or basketball, for example, to be studio games.
Well, I know one person will be there. Anyhow, and the other question, and you might not even want to comment on this. You know the Big Tens are at Michigan State this year?
Yeah, I know, because I was there the other night. They were promoting it.
Well, I know they're promoting it, but I'm just thinking of all the publicity, bad publicity they're getting up there. How's this look?
I mean, I can't. I know exactly what you're saying. But the issue is going to be, just so you know, Dick, it's going to be more with Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo moving forward. For example, Izzo's got a game tomorrow night, his team does, at Indiana. Well, the reason Penn State Wrestling is going to be on at 8 o'clock is that the ESPN Showcase Game of the Week is Indiana hosting Michigan State, which they selected a couple of weeks ago. And now that's going to take on a whole new meeting. And ESPN's going to have 5 Michigan State games on in the month of February. And then that doesn't even include the Big Ten tournament, which of all things is in New York at Madison Square Garden with national and New York City media there. So I think the wrestling championship, Dick, can go, in terms of the publicity of the location, can go under the radar because the publicity is being funneled in other directions and the wrestling program hasn't even been discussed. So I think it'll be okay, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, you know, I don't mean it in a critical way, but I guarantee you if it was at Penn State after the Sandusky thing, there would be all kinds of publicity about that. That's my only point about that. So,
go ahead.
And I was going to say, and I didn't mean to be any way criticize the Big Ten Network for their wrestling coverage because they do a fabulous job.
You were talking about the internet stuff. You weren't talking about BTN.
I understand. Yeah. I know, but there is stuff out there. It's just that, you know, if you want that little bit extra that you get out of the newspaper every day or every other sport you pay for college wrestling. That's my point.
Yeah, so. I agree with you. I agree with you completely. All
right. I'll see you then. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, enjoy the match this weekend. Should be a lot of fun.
I hear you. Thank you. Thank you.
Dick from Milton joining us. Great to hear from him. Great to hear from all of you. And we'll have some fun picking the Super Bowl. Again, host privilege. I'll pick last. That way I can go down in flames. And then Jerry Kramer, final half hour. That'll be a lot of fun to talk with him. But yeah, Dick's right. You know, now I realize there are subscription services out there, and so they're trying to make their money as well. But you would hope that like some organization could step up and open the door for access that would give. You want to get people interested in it. I mean, you don't want to put up another wall to get people to watch. Let's put up a wall. And this is it. Remember the other day I was talking about the XFL, and I said they should stick with 8 franchises for a minimum of 3 years and really kind of solidify the 8 franchises, then expand. Most leagues over the years have expanded when they're so quickly because they like the idea of quick cash. Well, that's short-sighted. And what Dick was talking about with certain services charging for you to watch individuals or matches, I agree with him. I think that's short-sighted, too. You want to grow the sport. You don't want to throw up another wall to somebody who's interested and might want to watch it and looks at it and go, well, I'm not paying for that. All right. Jerry Kramer, final half hour. Looking forward to it. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.